All right, so we're going to start right now. I want to thank you all for coming out to the show. My name is Mike Urbino. This is James Gattulo, and we are Dodge Intrepid in the Pages of Time. So thank you very much. So how it's going to work is we are presenting one episode to you tonight called Interlibrary Loan, and we'll be doing it in three sections. So we'll take a break for you to get up and get more drinks, get some air and everything like that. Then we'll come back, and Jason Pinella is going to be with us tonight playing two sets of music. So you're in for a great time.
Yes.
So that said, we're going to start. Get your library cards ready. We're going to stamp it for adventure. Uncle Wilbur's Breakfast in a Jar presents the continuing exploits of that daring librarian, Dodge Intrepid, and his loyal intern, Pluck Gumption, in Dodge Intrepid and the Pages of Time. Join our heroes as they gallantly travel through time with the help of the magical book, The Chronotope, defending literature and libraries everywhere. This program is brought to you by Uncle Wilbur's Breakfast in a Jar. For the adventurer on the go, we put breakfast in a jar. We take two eggs, bacon, sausage, grits, a bagel, and orange juice and shake it all up in a jar. Uncle Wilbur's Breakfast in a Jar gives you the energy you need to go all day and night. So get ready for...
Shh! This is a library.
So get ready for adventure. We take you to the year 1941, into the Aliquippa National Library, the world's most famous library, run by well-respected librarian Dodge Intrepid, who's aided by his loyal intern, Pluck Gumption. It's a quiet Saturday afternoon in the library when suddenly a man bursts through the front door. I need a librarian.
I'm a librarian, Dodge Intrepid, at your service.
I came all the way from Ambridge. I have a request for an interlibrary loan. We've searched all over Beaver County Library System and no one has it. You're our only hope. You have the best collection this side of the Mississippi.
Just calm down, son. Did you run here?
Yes.
They have cars, you know.
I didn't want to lose my parking spot.
Understandable. So what's the name of this book that continuously eludes your grasp?
It's the Mudfog Papers by Charles Dickens.
Dickens? Well, that shouldn't be too hard. He's perennially popular, although that is a rare one. Unfortunately, it's the only Dickens books that we don't have, and we even have the rare ending to the mystery of Edwin Drood.
What are you gonna do?
I'll tell you what. You go back to Ambridge and expect to hear from me in a couple days. I'll get you a copy of that book.
How? We looked everywhere.
Don't worry. I have my ways.
Okay, well, I'd better start running back to Ambridge.
You sure you don't want to catch your breath first?
No, I gotta punch out by 5. Thanks, Mr. Intrepid.
There goes one stupid library intern.
Hey, Dodge.
Here comes another.
Were you just talking to that big tooth freak of an intern from the Ambridge Library?
Yes, it was the intern.
You saw his teeth, right?
I didn't notice, but he brought us a mission. We have an interlibrary loan that's about to go unfulfilled. You know, the kind of sacred pact that an interlibrary loan initiates.
Ooh, what are you going to do? Are you going to forward it along to Newcastle or Pittsburgh?
No, we're going to do one better. We're going to use our magical book, The Chronotope, to travel through time back to Victorian England and buy a new copy of the book right off the shelves.
Oh, right, another time-traveling adventure. Let me get my knapsack.
And make sure you go to the bathroom before we leave. Because we have to travel into the future and catch a plane to England before we can travel back to 1870 when this book was published.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We gotta catch a plane. Stupid time-traveling book letting us travel through time and not space. Talk about limiting. And so our heroic librarian and his intern travel into the future, catch a plane to modern England, and then travel backwards in time to ye old England. Meanwhile, we go now to a mystical seance taking place in a dungy basement in London, circa 1870.
Thank you for coming, Your Majesty, Queen Victoria.
Please, you must keep my identity a secret. I had to sneak out from behind the castle walls to be here tonight. Even my top advisors don't know where I am.
Don't worry. I, Dr. Niccolo, will summon the spirit of your dearly departed Prince Albert. Now please, sit at my seance table. We shall commence the seance.
Oh, good.
Please, Let us join hands around my crystal orb. Spirits of the Dark Realm, come to me. Dr. Niccolo, speak to me. I summon from your ranks one newly arrived guest, a great man, a prince. Bring forth the living soul of Prince Albert, consort, husband of Queen Victoria.
Oh, please, Albert, come to me.
Queen, I feel a disturbance in the spirit world.
The table, it's shaking up and down.
Prince Albert is almost here. Do you feel it?
Behind you, Niccolo. The wall has melted away and has been replaced by a great vortex of wind and lightning.
But that's impossible.
No, it's not. I'm seeing it before my very eyes.
Holy crap. I mean, it's all part of the plan.
Niccolo, there are two figures emerging from the portal. Perhaps one is Albert.
This shouldn't be happening. This isn't part of my plan.
You've done more than you even imagine, Niccolo.
Holy crap! Man, I never get used to going through those portals.
Yes, it is weird. But you're getting better at it. At least you didn't throw up this time.
Hey, who are these people?
Sorry, folks. Didn't mean to barge in on your hand-holding around a table session. We're just going to be...
Prince Albert, you came to me in disguise.
Excuse me.
It's me, your devoted wife and queen, Victoria.
Sorry, you seem to be mistaken. Now, hold on a second. Now, I don't know who you are summoned, but you are not the true Prince Albert. You must be some sort of imposter. And imposters to the crown are executed. Sorry, darling. It's really me, your Prince Albert. That trip from the spirit world really was disorienting.
Tell me about it.
Why, you brought with you a boy. Oh, lordy me, you must have gotten lost in the spirit world. I understand that Mary Todd Lincoln has been trying to summon her son Tad for years now. You must be him.
I'm not Tad Lincoln, I'm Plug Gumption.
Oh, and quite the imagination, too.
I don't understand any of this. None of this is how I planned it. I wouldn't be so quick to trust them, Your Highness.
Nonsense, Niccolo. You must have done an exemplary job. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must whisk my Prince Albert back to the palace. Perhaps Tad can stay here with you, and you can work on getting him back into the spirit world where he belongs.
What?
Yes, Tad. Stay here. Don't worry. I'll be back for you. Wink.
What are you winking at, Prince Albert?
Come along, Prince. We have a lot of catching up to do.
I see how it is. I worked for months, showing up at the court, building up the confidence of the queen, showing her my powers, only to have my con ruined by a different con man.
Could I come out from under the table?
Yes, Frank. Get out of there. You did a good job shaking that table.
Thanks, boss.
Wait a second. You're not a real medium. You're a con man. I'm really disappointed in you, taking advantage of the poor Queen of England just because she lost to Prince Albert in a canning accident.
You're still here.
Whoops. I mean, 47 years ago, that was my dad. He ended the Spanish-American War, you know.
You're not Tad Lincoln. Your friend isn't Prince Albert. The queen may have been starstruck to notice, but I see you for what you are. Con men. And there's not enough room in England for two con men.
We're not con men, we're time travelers.
A fancy story. You have a better than that. Frank, grab that boy and take him to the Tower of London.
No!
Our hero and his intern have been separated in Victorian England, with Dodge being confused as Prince Albert and Pluck being taken against his will to the Tower of London. Can our heroes prevail? Find out after a word from our sponsors. Hey, world-famous librarian Dodge Intrepid, how's your day going?
Didn't start out the way I wanted it to. I missed the most important meal.
You mean breakfast?
Yes, I mean breakfast. Hurry up. I have returned books to shelve and late fees to assess.
Well, don't worry. Uncle Wilbur's here to make sure you never miss breakfast again. Try Uncle Wilbur's new Breakfast in a Jar.
Breakfast in a Jar? Why, I thought jars were reserved for preserves.
You thought wrong. Uncle Wilbur's taking a complete and balanced breakfast consisting of 2 eggs, bacon, sausage, grits, a bacon, and orange juice, mixed it all roughly together, and placed it inside a jar.
Wow, that has the fat and cholesterol I need to get me through my adventures. Quick, hand me that jar.
Oh, yeah. This is good. And the best part is it's kind of chewy and delicious. It'll make my square jaw good and strong. Plus, it'll fit neatly in Pluck's knapsack.
Yes, so for that quick breakfast on the go, sink your teeth into Uncle Wilbur's breakfast in a jar today.
It's chewtastic.
We will now be having a 10-minute intermission. Thank you very much. Now, back to Dodge Intrepid, and the pages of time. Meanwhile, in Buckingham Palace, Queen Victoria and Dodge Intrepid, who she thinks is Prince Albert, walk the halls arm in arm.
Oh, Albert, I've missed you so much, but now that you've returned, it's like a whole new world has opened up. Please, tell me about the afterlife. What have you seen?
Well, Queen, dear, the afterlife is like a large library with every book ever written. And I was free to go through every book and alphabetize them as I wished. It was the most beautiful thing imaginable.
That's odd. You never really read much in life.
Because I was too busy doing prince things.
Well, tell me, what happened to your accent?
Well, in heaven, we all have American accents.
Well, that's strange.
It is heaven. And America's the best.
And of your clothes?
I have to wear this stuff in order to be protected in the afterlife. Yes, this blue pilot jacket and these red leather gloves are important.
This is so fascinating.
So tell me, dear, what has been going on since I've been gone? For instance, has that rascal Dickens published his collection of sketches called the Mudfog Papers?
Why are you so interested in books? You've hated reading all your life.
Just curious.
Oh, look, our walk has led us right to the bedchambers.
So it has. There's my bed. It looks cozy.
I'll be waiting inside, freshening up.
You're really beginning to creep me out.
Oh, Albert, you remember our games. I'll be back.
I've got to get out of here. Who knows what kind of shenanigans Pluck has gotten into. Whoa. That arrow just soared in through the window and landed in a wall next to my head. A close call. Strange. There appears to be a note affixed to this arrow. It says, "We know your secrets. We have Tad. If you want him back, meet us at the Tower of London." Well, whoever Tad is, he must be in a lot of trouble. This note must have gone through the wrong window. How do I return this to sender? Wait a second. They think Pluck is Tad. Tad is Pluck. I've got to go.
Oh, Albert, where are you hiding? You rapscallion, I'm going to find you.
Meanwhile, Pluck is undergoing intense interrogations high atop the Tower of London.
No, stop! Please don't, this is so cruel! I'll tell you whatever you want! I spit in Tugwarsense's juice once. Just stop!
But we haven't even touched you yet.
You're eating my potted meat right in front of me!
It is so good. Where can you find such angelic meats packed in such a small can?
At the Five and Dime, in the future! How many times do I gotta tell you? I'm a time-traveling intern.
What is an intern?
I do all the work, but I don't get paid.
Like a slave.
Well, yeah, sure, but I get credit for it.
Like an apprentice.
Yeah, that's it.
So what are you and your friends' plans for Queen Victoria? I'm running the best con game in town, and I don't appreciate having amateurs jumping through a magical portal in my wall and ruining everything.
We're just here for a book.
A book?
Yeah, the Mudflap Papers.
You mean the Mudfog Papers? That just came out, and trust me, it's not that good. It's no Martin Chuzzlewit, if you know what I mean.
I have no idea what you mean.
I don't believe you're here for that book, boy. Even if you could time travel, no one would use it for such a stupid reason as to hunt a crappy Dickens book.
You don't know Dodge.
Who is Dodge?
He's the prince. He's a librarian from the future, and he takes his stuff pretty seriously.
So why is he pretending to be the prince?
Because you said he'd be executed.
I think you're trying to pull one over on us. I will not be gypped. Just last week, some guy claiming to be a time traveler gypped me, and it won't let it happen again.
Just unchain me. Don't worry. We're gonna leave you, and you can con the queen all you like.
I don't believe you. Frank, commence the torture.
No!
Meanwhile, Dodge Intrepid enters the Tower of London on the ground floor and is faced with a large, daunting staircase.
A Better walk up these steps carefully. There could be traps around any corner, like this third step here. It feels loose, like it could give it any second. Aha! If I put my full weight on this step, it would break off and send me falling onto those spikes below. Not this time. I'll just step over it. And here, on this second flight of stairs, there's a tripwire. Setting off this trap would cause that large axe up there to swing down and slice me in two. That would really give me a splitting headache. I wish Pluck was here. He loves those jokes. Better keep moving. All right, I'm almost at the top. It looks like someone is waiting for me.
No, there's not.
I can hear you. I can see you at the top of the stairs. You're holding a large brick on a rope. Were you going to swing that down and hit me in the head?
No. I was just putting it away on this shelf that you can't see. I'm not going to hurt you, I promise.
Okay, I guess I believe you.
Maybe you shouldn't. Oh, no, he ducked under the brick. And he ducked at it swinging back. Uh-oh, it's coming right at me. Oh, my jaw!
Thanks, physics.
Help! Help! Help, Dodge, help!
They've got Pluck on the rack. They're stretching him. You monster! Well, well, well. If it isn't Prince Albert, or should I say Dodge Intrepid. That is right. Your intern has given everything away. So now that I know you are fake, I can kill you without having to worry about repercussions. So, librarian, get ready to die. Frank, get him.
Dodge, watch out! That goon's got the brick on a rope over there, and he's gonna smack you in the face with it.
Let's see if he can hit a target that's running around him.
Whoa, stand still. He keeps running around the room. I can't hit him.
Dodge is really fast.
Why don't you slow down so I can smash you in the head?
No.
They never just listen to me.
Dodge is running around him so fast, Frank lost control of the brick and the rope is wrapping around himself.
Oh, hey, I can't move my arms. Boy, is my face red.
Come on, Pluck. Let's get you off that rack.
Wow, that was really painful. But I feel a lot taller now.
Well, you're not.
Well, I should probably stop being an intern and play basketball, because we're like the same size now.
We're not.
You know what? You're gonna not be able to hide stuff from me on the top shelf anymore.
Yes, I am.
And you know what? I'm gonna have to get new pants, because these ones surely don't fit me anymore.
No, you have to get new pants, because those ones are riddled with holes. Never mind. What happened to Niccolo?
He's not really a medium. He's a corn man. So that makes him like a small. Get it? Medium, small. I'm large now.
Nice. You should have been with me earlier. I made a great splitting headache joke.
Was it the axe in the staircase?
Yep.
I knew it.
Anyway, where did Niccolo go?
He ran off while you were fighting Frank.
Well, never mind him. We have to get back to Queen Victoria and tell her the truth. And hopefully we'll be able to get that book.
With Dodge and Pluck reunited, they now go to Queen Victoria to tell her the shocking truth about their identities. Will the Queen understand? Or could this spell certain doom for our heroes? Find out after a word from our sponsors. Saturday, May 10th, Dodge Intrepid in the Pages of Time is declaring a manifesto of excitement. We sing the love of danger.
We're deep undercover with a gang of fascist artists.
We're stuck in a future we didn't create.
We travel to far-off places.
Welcome to Greece. I am Plato.
We're stuck in a future we didn't create.
We revel in aggressive action, the likes of which have never been seen.
The grand spider has me trapped in his claw.
We're stuck in a future we didn't create.
We will defend the library and integrity of history.
This library burns books.
The Library of Alexandria has been taken over by a dictator from a future we didn't create!
We will join Dodge Intrepid and his loyal intern, Pluck Gumption, as they go on their most daring, death-defying, and original adventure ever. It's Web of the Futurist, Saturday, May 10th at Cafe Kolache, 3rd Street, Beaver, Pennsylvania, at 7 p.m. The seat is free, but you'll only need the edge. We will now be back. We'll have a 10-minute intermission and then be back with more Jason Pinella. Thank you very much. And now, back to Dodge Intrepid and the Pages of Time. Having rescued Pluck, Dodge makes his way back to Queen Victoria, who is currently meeting with Dr. Niccolo, the con man.
Queen.
You vile creature. I was talking to my advisor, Dr. Niccolo, and he tells me that you admitted that you are a con man and not my beloved.
It's true. I'm not Prince Albert. But more importantly, Niccolo is not what he claims to be. He's been lying to you for a long time. He's trying to get close to you so that he can steal your crown jewels and cash in the royal fortune. You'll see how he brings up crazy accusations against me. I told you he would. He's not a real medium, and any supernatural experiences you had were brought along by his goon, Frank. He was never going to get you in touch with the real Prince Albert. He was going to be a fake show the whole time.
I don't know what to believe. I'm living in a castle of lies.
Queen, you've known me for months. I've never led you astray. But this man, he comes along, and in just 2 hours, he has you believing in him. This is a farce. If you are a doctor, Niccolo, where did you get your degree? That is not important.
Will you guys just stop talking? Look in Niccolo's pocket. He's got like a pearl necklace just hanging there. The guy can't stop stealing for 5 seconds.
But this is mine. And this ring with Royal Crest of England on it?
That's what I use to close letters with. Niccolo, you've led me astray. Guards, take Dr. Niccolo away to the dungeon. We'll have my dungeon master work on him.
Foiled by a boy from the future.
And by the way, I am not Tad Lincoln. Phew, man, am I glad I got that off my chest. I was tired of living a lie.
Well, Queen, I apologize for leading you on, but obviously it had to be done so you can be rid of this con man, so that I wasn't executed. My real name is Dodge Intrepid.
It's fine. Dodge Intrepid, you shall be knighted for your troubles and given a handsome reward, even though my heart is broken.
No need for a reward. There's only one thing I want.
Hello, I'm Charles Dickens. You wanted me to bring over a copy of my Mudfog papers?
You were summoned by the Queen for me. Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure meeting you.
Well, it's an honor that you want my book so badly. It hasn't been selling very well. Not nearly as well as that Chuzzlewit.
Don't worry. I know one person that's dying to read this book. Anyways, we've got to go. Good meeting you.
Same here.
Pluck, you ready to go to the future?
Sure am.
Queen Victoria, Charles Dickens, farewell. We're off to the future. Umi, Pamu, Mortem, time travel.
Did those two just jump through a portal in the wall?
That's how they came into my life.
They gave me a great idea on how to end my new book, The Mystery of Edwin Drood.
And so, having received a personal copy of the Mudfog Papers from Charles Dickens himself, Dodge and Pluck travel to the future, catch a plane back to Pittsburgh, and travel back to 1941 to hand-deliver the book to the boy who placed the interlibrary loan.
Hello, sir. I'm Dodge Intrepid from the Aliquippa National Library. I believe I have an interlibrary loan to deliver.
Cool. Excellent. I didn't think you guys would come to my door.
I hope you know that I went through a lot of trouble getting that for you.
It was a real pain in the neck.
Oh, jeez, guys. I'm sorry. Now that I look at this, this isn't the book I was thinking of. I wanted Martin Chuzzlewit. I hear that book is great.
Well, that's just dandy.
Looks like we wasted our time.
There ends another thrilling adventure into the world of interlibrary loans. Join us next time as our heroes complete more daring book discoveries and fulfill the hopes and dreams of readers everywhere.
Calling all library aides, calling all library aides. This is Dodge Intrepid with an important message straight from the sacred scriptures of the Chronotope.
Hurry up and grab your rings.
Yes, thank you, Pluck. It's time now for us to deliver the secret message to all of our library aides. The symbols are as follows. Square. Cylinder. Bendy straw. Amateur art exhibit. A captain of industry. A horribly misguided ad campaign. Academia. Robin Hood, coming home to Sherwood Forest and finding that the merry men have eaten all the leftovers and deciding to take out his anger on a defenseless and drunk Friar Tuck.
Hope you got all that, because we're not saying it again.
Thank you, Library Aides. Good luck and Godspeed in breaking my code.
Thank you, Dodge and Pluck. Remember, this secret code is to be shared with Library Aides only. And if your friends would like to become Library Aides as well, tell them to tune in for the next adventure of Dodge Intrepid and the Pages of Time.
Thank you. We want to thank you all for coming out here tonight. We want to thank Biff Cat. You guys are wonderful hosts. We want to thank Jason for rocking out like he has. If this is the first time you've ever seen us or heard of us, or you just came in here and now you're stuck, we are Dodge and Trep in the Pages of Time. You can get all of our live and studio recordings for free on the iTunes Music Store. Just type in Dodge and Trep, and we're the only thing that comes up. And also, if you're not doing anything on May 10th, 2 weeks from now, we are going to be doing a four-episode, two-hour show at Cafe Kolache in Beaver called The Web of the Futurist. You got a little bit preview of it here tonight. So anyways, thank you all for coming out. Stay here and patronize this beautiful place, and we'll be around. Thank you.